Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network.
Normally, I like to let Stovetop roll, but I mean, we've got NFL spreads to get to for week number one. Nick Costos, Will Brinson in for Ken Barkley. We'll get to our bets for tonight. In this segment, we will begin it here. Well, we have two other point spreads here for week one. We don't know what they are yet. Scott Lynn has them, so we're going to guess. Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. I don't know if, like, who do you think is going to start week one for Pittsburgh? Pickett or Trubisky?
Pickett. Trubisky got Trubisky'd, bruh.
He did, right? Somewhere Mike Lennon's laughing, counting his money. Your boy, NC State Wolfpack alum. And we also have really? Cleveland at Carolina. Glennon's not an NC State guy? He is, right?
No, he is. Yeah. No, I think he's at his house right now, like down the road from me.
Who's starting at quarterback? But maybe the new house you're moving into. Who's starting at quarterback for Carolina, do we think? Darnold or Corral or Baker?
I think it's definitely Darnold. I don't think they're going to trade for Baker. I think they might sign Baker.
How bad is that? Okay, and Cleveland, I guess we'll know when Scott posts the number. Like, is Deshaun Watson, is he going to be suspended? Like, is he playing?
I can't believe they have a number for this. That's really surprising.
Yeah, you can't bet it. You can't bet anything on it, I'm sure, but still.
Right, you bet like what, like max, I mean, $100? $500?
Probably.
Yeah. I'll say, I think Pickett starts.
Okay. Is there a difference between Pickett versus Trubisky in terms of the number, would the number be the same either way?
I think it's probably pretty close to the same. I mean, Pickett's a rookie, but I keep saying this. I can't know this factually, but I have to think that he is now.
I think it's the same.
No. I'm saying that like for Pickett, he has a massive advantage in that he is parking in nearly the same spot he's parked in for 5 years. Yep. He's walking in a door for practice that is 12 feet to the left. Like, he might accidentally go into the pit locker room a couple times the first couple of weeks. You know, he knows the field, and sure, he's fumble prone, but like Trubisky's learning a lot of, you know, moving to a new city, all that stuff kind of matters a little bit. So, but I'll say that Pickett starts, and I will say Cincy is minus six. I'll say Cincy minus six. I almost said 5.5. And then do you want to give yours or me to go Carolina, Cleveland?
I think it has to be seven.
I thought about it, but then Mike Tomlin's on the other side. It's a lot of time to prepare. Mike Tomlin, Zach Taylor. How about this?
I think it has to be at least 6.5. Six, I think I'm in on Cincinnati.
Probably. What we got?
I will say seven. What do we got, Scott?
Six and a half. Sure, that's fine.
You said six, I said seven. It's six.
Yeah. Okay. And I mean, I thought about six. I thought about 5.5, I guess. Yeah, I mean, that's 44.5 total. Oof.
Over
big spread, yeah. Well, probably.
Since he bombed them twice last year, right?
And didn't Am I? I mean,
oh, we've
I
got more I'm, spreads. We've got more. I know. This is amazing.
Where were these earlier when we started the show?
we spent an hour talking about the NBA. We could have been doing this.
I know, this that garbage. Didn't Kenny Pickett have like 38 fumbles in 52 career games?
That's like your big thing. I don't know. That's your stat. You repeat that all the time.
I think I just read that and just spit it back out.
which is, I'm sure, different from a lot of the other stuff that you do.
Yeah, I suppose so. 38 is... Oh, yeah. So 38 is the total number. But two were backward passes that the eligible receiver failed to catch. Somebody is... This is a Steelers website trying to justify 38 fumbles in 52 games.
Yeah, it's bad. All right. So basically, okay, so we're close. Pittsburgh, Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Cleveland at Carolina. So I don't know what the number is. So I'm going to operate under the assumption that it's Darnold versus Watson.
I think that is the correct assumption.
And we'll know if it's a Jacoby Brissett number when we see it, obviously.
Yes. There's no way you can make it a Jacoby Brissett number, because then if Watson plays, you are going to get absolutely blistered as a sports book by people who bet the Browns. There's a way to, I think, Nick, you can make it where it's a little bit of both. We've seen the books do that this offseason a lot. Like, for instance, if it's Cleveland minus 4.5, that's my guess. I think that implies
that's a Watson number. 100%.
That's a Watson number. 100%. Carolina's not going to be favored, though.
Of course they're not going to be favored.
Yeah, but like, if it's 2.5, is that a Jacoby Brissett number?
No.
That's the 2 points is the drop-off from Watson to Brissett?
I think it's more than that.
I agree. But you can't make Carolina a favorite or even a pick them.
Why not? I think if it's Brissett, I think Carolina's favored.
Okay. I just asked you that and you said no way in hell.
I misunderstood the question. I think
it's fine. Watson, I'm sorry. Oh, you thought it was Watson. I'll say Browns minus 4.5.
In between 3.5 and 5.5. 4.5.
4.5. Wow. I am on fire.
You're doing well. Yep.
Yep. I'm surprised, honestly, but that's definitely a Watson number. And you have to line it like
that. 100% it's a Watson number.
But yes. You have to line it like it's a Watson number. And I love Cleveland there.
Yeah, hard not to, right? Okay. We also have San Francisco. Oh, yes, yes, yes. This is so great. All right. San Francisco is the best, man. San Francisco at Chicago. Okay.
If you're listening to audio only version, Nick just like, it appears that he has tearaway pants because he's, this piece of reached down, this piece of clothing just went flying in the air.
Okay, so like, is this a Garoppolo number or a Lance number? What's the difference between the two? Like, Garoppolo is probably rated a little bit higher right now, but not by much.
Yeah, and the Bears are like quietly, actively tanking.
They are going to be. I think the Lions are going to be better than them.
Oh, much. I think it'll be much better. I think the Bears have a decent shot at the first overall pick.
Think the quarterback.
They might. I mean, there's some people who smart NFL people out there who think that the Bears' new regime is expressing indirectly expressing their lack of belief in Justin Fields by what they did this offseason, putting
that's
nothing
a great job
around
by Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy, just like, yeah, let's on the way out, let's burn everything to the ground and trade a future assets for a quarterback right. That the future regime might not want. Anyway,
I will say
San Francisco at Chicago.
I'll say San Francisco.
Wait, these two teams played last year, right, in Chicago, and the Niners were 5.5, I believe,
to start the season.
No, it was like
the Niners were in. No, Niners were in Detroit to start the season. Sorry,
and we're 8.5 in that game,
and nearly lost.
But I think they covered.
They nearly lost. Yeah.
Well, the Lions had that massive comeback with all the onside kicks and touchdowns, yes. 2-point conversions. I feel like the Niners won that game 41-33.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With Fuel Cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
Somebody in our chat, I can't ever read this chat right, but someone's like, I humbly request a sweet release of death before having to watch the Bears.
That's our guy, Jake, who's in Chicago.
Jake.
All right, I'm going to try and, what was, Scott, see if you can find the number for San Francisco at Chicago last year. I want to say it was 5.5 for the Niners.
I will say San Fran minus 3.5 in this one.
Oh, Scott, definitely more than that.
I don't think San Francisco got better, and there's still like questions about Deebo Samuel and Jimmy or versus Lance. The Bears are worse, though, and considered worse.
I think it has to be at least 6. I'll say.
So San Fran minus 12 at home?
I'll say San Francisco 6 or 6.5.
I'll say San Fran minus 3.5. But you got me scared now.
6.
6. Wow. Good call. All right.
Okay. This is the most fun I've had overall in my life in a long time. Overall, in life.
Yeah, like anything in life.
And
Nick just got engaged.
I just got engaged, and this is more fun than that. Because getting engaged does not involve betting on the National Football League.
Correct.
I wish I were kidding.
Philly at Detroit. So I think that the books will be a little wiser on, I mean, obviously they're going to be a little bit wiser on Detroit this year. And like they're not gonna allow the Lions to go. What they go 11-6 against the
spread?
What
was the spread when they played last year in Detroit and Philly won like 40-7? But like
and
it was
everybody was on the Lions. Everybody was on the Lions. It might have been like 3.5 or 5.5.
I think it was 3.5, and it might have closed 3. Maybe it closed Philly 3.5. And you're right.
And
everyone
the Lions were the Lions
and the Eagles destroyed them.
The Lions might have been coming off their bye. Double check that. But everyone was like, oh, the Lions are just covering machines and Philly's kind of a fraud. Oh, it was the game before their bye. 44-6. My God. And the line closed. Eagles minus 3.5. It was in Detroit. I'll say the same line.
I want to do a little quick math here. Hold on. Wait.
I'm just going to say Eagles minus 3.5 again.
Hold on.
Yep. I'll tell you what, I'll look up. What was, all the week one lines are out. I mean, all the week one games are officially out now.
Oh, yes. We really have to get to our bets. Yes, it's really amazing. We really need to get to our bets here.
Sun rises above horizon. Joe Buck in the booth. Yes. World Series goes to extra innings. Yes.
So you would say Philly.
Fire
you would say
Earth. Yes.
You'd say Philly minus 3 on the road at Detroit?
I would say 3.5, and it'll probably be like 4.5 or 5. Thank you, Jake. Great meme reference to that great, one of the great tweets.
I'm so bad at math in the moment. I won the math in grade school. Huh?
What are you trying to do?
Well, Philly's playing Minnesota in week two, and the market in that game is Philly minus 2.5 at home. So Philly's at Detroit.
Just pick
so
a
basically,
line.
Like basically, what we're saying is that Philly's like a slightly better than Minnesota on a neutral.
I don't necessarily think that these lines are all congruous, if you will, because people congruous, if you will, because people are all
is
trying
that a word?
To.
No, right?
Congruous.
Is it congruent?
We have like 30 minutes to get our bets in and talk about all these week one lines. So like,
so what's your spread for this game for Philly and Detroit?
I'm just going to say same as last year, 3.5. But actually, you know what? I'm going to say 4.5. Philly minus 4.5.
I'm going to say less than that. I'm going to say.
Philly got a lot better.
I'll say it's 3. Detroit got better too. I'll say Philly sure, 3, sure. Although I wouldn't be shocked if it's 2.5.
3.5. I should have stayed on my original. God dang
it. Lions. Give me the Lions.
I mean, this is the exact same total. Exact same line. What was the total? What, it was 48? It was 48. This is the exact same line as last year's.
That's so lazy, by the way. I like
so lazy. They don't know what to do. All right. Oh my God.
I want to do other games. Oh, we did Washington, Jacksonville already. We said in between 3.5 and 5.5, right?
But we didn't get a number.
Did you agree with me? We didn't get a number. Did you agree with me or no?
I think Washington is.
Do you think Washington would be 6 or no?
4.5.
I say in between 3.5 and 5.5. Scott, what do we got for that? 5.5. Great.
Right, sure. That's fine.
And let's do one more, and then we'll drop the dope. I'll quickly rush through the reads. Indy at Houston.
I will say that the Colts are minus 6.5.
I think they have to be at least 7.
Okay.
They have to be at least 7.
7.5, there you go.
7.5.
Begging you to take Houston at home in week one.
And I wouldn't.
No.
And I wouldn't.
Ooh, you know what that's a good look for? What was the game you like for the teaser?
Oh, we teased the Colts down to 1.5.
And then they'd make the Chiefs.
You know what? I want to do a monster teaser right now. Like the week one, way too early monster teaser. We'll do that on Monday.
Okay.
Scott, you put that up too fast. I liked 7.5 for the Colts. I said at least 7, and then he puts it up there. By the way, Scott is doing an incredible job here.
Oh, yeah, this
like,
is,
the
yeah,
timing
yeah, yeah,
is
yeah.
impeccable. We give our spreads, and he types it in immediately. This is like MVP performance from Scott. Yo, really Jake, is. Just it's drop elite, the dope-ass beat, and I'll clear all of this right now. Hockey playoff time. Bet Rivers Sportsbook is your sports betting home from the moment the puck drops. Got a special offer for all bettors that's going on throughout the entire NHL playoffs. Simply log in and place 3 same game parlays of $10 or more in each of the 4 rounds, and you'll receive a free $10 bet at the end of each round. Think of it as a betting hat trick. Bet Rivers same game parlay feature lets you combine multiple plays from the same game into a single wager. Give it a try during the NHL playoffs. See if you can hit it big and also win a free $10 bet at the end of each round. When you bet with Bet Rivers, you are betting with an award-winning platform that puts fans first. Download the Bet Rivers app. Check out BetRivers.com so you can start betting with a winner. The Bet Rivers Sportsbook, which is your hometown sportsbook. Jake, the disclaimer, please.
Must be 21. Void where prohibited. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Pennsylvania and Illinois. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado. Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. Call 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Call 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Call 1-800-270-7117 in Michigan. And in Virginia, call 1-888-532-3500. Offered in partnership with Margaritaville Resort Casino in Louisiana. Presented by Rivers Casino Pittsburgh in Pennsylvania and Rivers Casino Portsmouth in Virginia. Not valid for any participant of the Illinois Gaming Board statewide voluntary self-exclusion program.
Now we're going to tell you about our friends over at BetQL. The 5-star plays, the experts, the algorithms, all the tools you need to take down the sportsbooks. Promo code KOSTOS25, KOSTOS, the number 25, gets you 25% off a checkout, any subscription. No 5-star plays in the NBA or baseball tonight, but good news. We got 5-star plays for you in the NHL. Under 6.5 with Edmonton and the Kings. Under 6.5 with Oilers and Kings. And the first period money line, Minnesota to win the first period against St. Louis. We need that. We got wild futures. Minnesota minus 105. Yes, in the first period against the St. Louis Blues. The 5-star plays, BetQL.com and the BetQL app. We are going to have to like sprint to the finish in the final segment of the show, which is a shame because we've got, oh man, we've got really good games here. KC, Arizona, Packers, Vikings, Raiders, Chargers, and Bucks, Cowboys. Oh
I mean,
my
it's just
God.
A loaded. We've done a couple of those already, though, right? Or no, we guessed them. Maybe we didn't have the lines.
Do you want to guess any of them right now? Do you want to guess Packers, Vikings, or Chargers?
Yes, I'll say Packers, Vikings is Green Bay minus 3.5.
Oh, no way.
Green Bay minus 2?
I think Minnesota might be favored.
Wow. I'll pick them. All right, you're right.
Pick them. Okay.
Give me Green Bay.
Bets for tonight on the other side.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.